In our last teaching on our series, Where There Is No Church, our emphasis was on the importance of the believer to deepen his personal relationship with God, seek God, know God, and equally to minister at a personal level to the Lord. That when a believer finds himself where there is no church, the first thing that he should do is to deepen this personal relationship with the Lord. Look for God, find God, know God, love God, and then as an overflow of that love and knowledge for God, he then begins to minister to the Lord. This is actually how a person prepares himself for ministry, because ministry is the overflow of a man's relationship with God. So whether it is ministering to the Lord, it's a man's the overflow of a man's relationship with God and a man's love for God, or whether it is ministering to others, it is equally the overflow of your relationship with God. So by spending time to deepen that relationship with God, you are actually preparing yourself to be able to minister tomorrow. In our lesson today, we will be looking at how to prepare the ground where there is no church to ensure that very soon you have a church where there is no church. There may be many reasons why there is no church where actually you are. The first reason may actually be because no believer had actually gone there or has ever gone there to begin to preach the gospel and actually plant a church. And if you find yourself in such a situation where no believer has actually gone where you are to preach, plant a church, count it a privilege, and be God's pioneer where there is no church, begin to preach. If no one has ever preached there, begin to preach and begin a church very soon. It was written about one missionary, that the first missionary sent by the Presbyterian Church from Canada, that when he died, he went to Polynesia as a missionary. It was written to his honor that when he landed in 1848, there were no Christians here. This is the tablet that was actually written about him. When he landed in 1848, there were no church. And that when he left in 1872, there were no heathen. In other words, he landed, there was no single Christian. And in 1848, and by the time he was actually leaving, or by the time he actually died in 1872, that's 24 years later on, in the place where he actually landed, there was no single unbeliever. So you can equally set it. When you find yourself where there is no church, you can tell yourself, I have found myself in this place where there is no single church, no single Christian, and I set it as a goal that after a number of years, there will be no single unbeliever. Rather than losing your salvation, rather than disappearing, you can equally decide that in this place where there is no church, I will conquer the place for the Lord. And very soon, there will be churches all over, and the knowledge of the Lord will fill this locality, this particular place, this town, this village, this nation, as the water covers the sea. You are God's missionary where you are. If you find yourself where there's no church, consider yourself that you are God's missionary in the right timing of God, and you are in the right place. You are where you are needed. You are where you are needed because the gospel is most needed where there is no single unbeliever. In some places, they are very, very saturated already. So many believers, you find yourself privileged to be where there is no single believer, and you can begin to proclaim the gospel, and it will not be long before multitude have turned to the Lord. In Acts of Apostles chapter 8, we see something that happened when the church in Jerusalem, as a result of persecution, scattered. Those who were scattered began to do something. Let's look at it, Acts of Apostles chapter 8 from verse 1. The Bible says, on that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem. And all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women and put them in prison. Those who had been scattered preached the gospel wherever they went. I want you to get that very well. Those who had been scattered, they preached the gospel wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah, proclaimed the Christ there. When the crowd heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirit came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. By the time Philip went to this city, as we shall see, this city was given to sorcery because a sorcerer was there and had taken the whole city captive. And the Bible says, Philip brought great joy in that town. When you find yourself where there is no church, one of the things you can decide is that, just like Philip, you will bring joy to this place. Actually, where there is no church means it is a place totally given to darkness. It is a place without joy. It is a place where people are full of pain. It is a place where people will, the one place they will tend to will be to turn to the enemy, because the church of God is the one authority, the one solution in every nation, in every town. Where the church of God is not there, that place is given to total darkness. In verse 9, now for some time, a man named Simeon had practiced sorcery in the city and had amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great, and all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention and exclaimed, "This man is rightly called the great power of God." They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with sorcery. But when they believed Philip, as he proclaimed the good news of God and the name of Jesus, they were baptized, both men and women. Simeon himself believed and was baptized, and he followed Philip wherever he went, astonished by great signs and miracles he saw. So as we saw up, Philip brought great joy in this town, in this city, and then he preached the gospel. Even the sorcerer who had taken the city captive, even this man called Simeon, who had taken the city captive, who had captured the heart of everybody because of his sorcery, because of his sign, the thing that he was doing, the Bible says he himself also believed. You may find yourself in a city totally given to darkness. There is also something that you can do. Like Philip, you can tell yourself, these people given to total darkness, very soon they will find the light. I am the light of the world. I will be the light of this town, and I'm going to cooperate with the Lord, and very soon there will be no single unbeliever in this town. It is the passion of your heart. If you set it as the passion of your heart, that suddenly I have found myself where the kingdom of God has not been established, where the kingdom of the wicked one is ruling, where the enemy is the Lord, I am going to do everything so that the power of darkness that is ruling over this town for collapse, you will set out in order to ensure that the purposes of God in that town come to pass. Do like Philip, be God's messenger and turn a pagan city into God, a God-fearing city, because you preach there. Tell yourself you are God's ambassador. You are alone in that town, but you are not alone. The Lord is with you. Remember that we saw in our first message that you gave yourself to spend time with God, to deepen your relationship with God. It was for a purpose. God was preparing you for the day that he will begin to use you. And finally, tell yourself, that time has come and God is going to use me to do great things. Remember that Philip, while he was in Jerusalem, was just one of those who was picked in order to distribute food. I don't think that he ever knew that one day God will be using him to conquer a whole city. Who knows what you can do if only you open your mouth and begin to speak for the Lord. If only you tell yourself, this city will be conquered for the Lord. If only you tell yourself, I am going to impose the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ in this city. Do not be quiet. You are able. Do not be quiet. God can use you. You never know what God can use you to do until you set out and begin to speak for him. Until you set out and tell yourself, I am going to be God's instrument in this town. So if you find yourself where there is no church, just tell yourself, I am God's missionary in this church. In these towns, I'm sorry. I am God's missionary, I am God's weapon, I am God's messenger, and God will use me in this place to bring the powers of darkness down. Because a town will be under the control of the enemy until we begin to plant churches. Because the church of God is the final authority in every town. That's what the Bible says, I will build my church and the gate of hell cannot prevail. The gate of care can prevail in a place until the church of God is established. And that church of God, called the body of Christ, is God's authority, God's sole authority in a particular place. Maybe that city where you are, one of the reasons why that city where you are may have no church, it may be because the satanic powers, occultic powers, the forces of darkness have resisted the gospel in that town. The Bible tells us what to do. In the book of Matthew, we read it from Matthew chapter 12. It says, "Oh, again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possession unless he first bind the strong man? Then he can plunder his house." One of the reasons why there may be no church is because the enemy has resisted. Satanic power have resisted. Occultic powers have resisted. Witchcraft, sorcery, and all sorts of tradition have resisted the gospel. Finally, you find yourself as God's instrument, God's weapon in this town. Do something, what the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. Bind the strong man. Take captive the enemy. Take captive the power that had been ruling that town. Pull him down and enthrone the Lord Jesus. You first of all must bind the strong man. That may be the reason why God sent you to that town. Don't say, I don't know how to pray. Learn to pray. Don't say, I cannot do it. You are able to do it. You spent time in God's presence and were empowered and you were established as God's authority and God has established you in that town. Pull down the powers of darkness and very soon you will be surprised what will happen in this town. Pray. Fast. Pray for the place where you are now. Bind the enemy. Overthrow him. Break his grip over that town. Break his grip over the families. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 21, that you are God's battle axe. You are God's weapon of war. I want you to know that you are a weapon in the hands of the Lord. You are a weapon in the hands of the Lord. A weapon does not use itself. Just surrender yourself and God will begin to use you to dismantle. He said, with you, I will shatter nations and with you, I will deliver kingdoms. With you, the Lord will shatter the powers of darkness. Just surrender yourself to him and tell the Lord, Lord, here I am in this dark city, in this dark nation. Here I am, oh God. Use me to shatter the powers of darkness. All that God wants is a man who will be available in his hand in this dark city. And you are that man. You find yourself where there's no church. God wants to use you as a weapon, as a battle axe, in order to pull down the powers of darkness ruling over that city. Let God use you in this place where there is no church. Let God use you to destroy the works of the enemy. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10, actually, the Bible teaches us what we are supposed to do in that city where there is no church. What are you supposed to do? Look at what the Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10. It says, today, I appoint you over nations, I appoint you over kingdoms to uproot to tear down, to destroy, to overthrow, to build and to plant. He said, today. And that's the Lord speaking to you. Where you are in that city where there is no church, he said, I appoint you. You have been appointed by God to do a number of things, to uproot, to tear down, to destroy, to overthrow. Before the church of God is built and before the church is planted in that town, God sent a man like you to uproot the works of the enemy, to destroy the works of the enemy, to pull down the works of the enemy, and to overthrow the powers of darkness. And then it is only after that that you build, you plant. So today the Lord is telling you, he has sent, established you in that city where there is no church, to pull down, to uproot, to dismantle, to overthrow. So let God use you. Begin in that place where you are and where there is no church, to uproot, to tear down, to destroy. Let him use you to uproot all that has to do with witchcraft, all that has to do with sorcery, all that has to do with occultism. Let him use you to uproot all that has to do to dismantle and destroy all that has to do with places of prostitution. Let him use you to dismantle all that has to do with false religion. Let him use you to dismantle all that has to do with immorality, with corruption, with all the things that hate God, all the forces of darkness resisting the purposes of God. I want you to do something. Wherever you pass in that city and you see places where the works of the enemy is being worshipped, stretch forth your hand and say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I uproot you, I pull down, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I dismantle and overthrow all the works of the enemy taking place in this zone. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you powers of sorcery, I pull you down. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all that is being going on in this, pull down the powers of the enemy behind all the bars, all the lodges, pull them down. You will be surprised. I was coming back one day with one brother, and then we saw a new place, a place that people had built in order to begin to all these film houses to ruin the life of the youth. Together, we say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pull down the powers of the enemy, we bring an end, and we cast that structure. And one day, as the brother was passing there, he told me, do you know that that place has become a church? Yes, it became a church because we brought down the powers of the enemy. Bring down the powers of the enemy. Transform those buildings and tell yourself, one day, this will be a place where my God will be worshipped. Press on in the place of prayer. Where there is no church, ask yourself, why am I here? Why am I in this dark place? God did not hate you and permitted you to be there. God trusted you. God had confidence in you and established you in order that you may bring down the forces of darkness and to establish that which we bring, we promote the interests of the Lord. Pull down all that will stand as rivalries to the purposes of God in that place. So where there is no church, ask yourself a sincere question. Why am I even where there is no church? Why is there no church here? One of the reasons may actually be that it may be in an affluent society, a place that, in an environment where the town is so rich that every single believer that went there in that town ended up like Lot in the city of Sodom. He may soon find himself, instead of confronting and asking himself, why am I in this city? Why did God permit me to come to this city? He gives himself also to make money. He gives himself to also become rich and forget the fact that God actually sent him to that place in order that he may begin a church. He may preach the gospel, bring people to the saving knowledge of the Lord. Don't be one of those captured by the love of money. Tell yourself, I am in this place, rich as it is, but I have come to a rich city, a wealthy city, in order to establish the kingdom of God. Whether you may be there as a banker, you may be there, and whatever profession you may be carrying out, I want you to know the main reason God sent you to that city was to enthrone Jesus Christ as Lord by planting a church. Begin to do something. Don't be held captive by whatever is going on there. Don't fall into the trap of materialism. Don't fall into the passion for wealth. Don't become one of those who become the ambassador of the world. Be an ambassador of Jesus who tells yourself, there must be a church in this city. It may be a rich city. For some people, they actually found themselves in a place, in a rural area where there is no church. And they tell themselves as believers, I cannot stay in this place because this place is so poor. The people are so poor. There's no drinking water. There's no electricity. Are you saying that the people who are there should go to hell because there's no drinking water, because poverty reigns, there's sorcery, there's witchcraft, etc. There's a lot of sickness. When you find yourself in a rural area, tell yourself the majority of people in many places stay in a rural area. In some nation, 50%, 80% of the people actually stay in rural areas. You may find yourself in a rural area, remain there. God has sent you. Jesus said, he came so that the poor may receive the gospel. And the apostles in Jerusalem, they talked to Paul, they said, remember the poor. Let us remember the poor. If you find yourself in a rural area, tell yourself, God has sent me to this place, so poor as it is, so full of sorcerers, witches, all the tradition. God has sent me as a representative here. I will remain here. I am not living for myself. I am living for the Lord. And I will remain here and ensure that very soon there is a church in this locality. There are places that have resisted the gospel equally because the wrong people went there. There were believers that went to a particular place. There may even have been a church there. So you may be where there is no church, not because there has never been a church. There may have been a church there before, but because the believers were not living the right Christian life, after a time, the whole town began to detest Christianity. You have found yourself in a place that once knew the Lord, that once there was a church. And because the people did not represent the Lord, people turned away from the Lord. You will need to establish a new foundation. What is that new foundation? Begin to live the right Christian life. Begin to do. Peter brings out something in 1 Peter chapter 3, from verse 1 and 2. Even though he was speaking to wives, there's something there that I want us to learn from. You can find yourself where there is no church, because people had misrepresented the gospel. They had used the gospel for their own self-interest. You will not easily win people by speaking. You will win people by the type of life you start living, by the type of character you demonstrate. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, Peter was speaking to wives. He says, wives, these were wives whose husbands were not believers. In the same way, submit yourself to your husband as to your own husband, so that if any of them do not believe the word, he knew that some people will not believe the word. Peter did not say, start preaching, start talking to them. He says, if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over with that word by the behavior of their wife. When they see the purity and reverence of your life, what was Peter saying? He was saying that if your gospel is resisted, if your word is resisted, there is something that cannot be resisted: your character, your life. When people see your life, they see your purity, they see your kindness, they see your gentleness, they see your truthfulness, they see your integrity. It will not be long before you begin to win them one by one to the Lord. Where there is no church and there has once been a church, and then it collapsed because the believer did not live the gospel, live out the gospel, begin to live out the gospel. It will not be long before people begin to come to the Lord. I read a book sometime. This missionary went to one island to preach. Then as he was preaching, he started talking about the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, describing the life of Jesus that as it is found in the gospel. And then the people of the island said, this person you are describing his life was here. He came with us. He came and stayed here with us. Then this missionary said, no, I am talking about a Jesus who once lived and he died. They said, no, he was once here with us. When the missionary started reflecting, then he learned that at one point in time, there was a missionary and who came and stayed with these people in this island, preaching the gospel. And when these people were hearing about the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, they started reflecting it and discovered that the life of that missionary who once came and lived with them was exactly like the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. So a believer had gone there, and the people in this island, they were able to say, the life of this man is like the life of Jesus that we are hearing about. If people can be able to say that about you, you will win people without words. So where there is no church, begin to pull down the powers of darkness. Where there is no church, begin to dismantle all that must be dismantled. Where there is no church, live out the right Christian life so that by the manifestation of that Christian character, as we said, people may resist your word, but they cannot resist the fact that when they were in problem, you are the only one with them. They cannot resist the fact that when they insulted you, you did not insult them. They cannot resist the fact that when they set out, you went to a shop to buy something and they gave you the balance, the change that was more than what you needed. You went, the man owed you, you went back and gave the difference. They are watching. People are watching. If you are the light of the world, if you are the right representative of the Lord, people will follow you. It's only a matter of time. So set out and lay a new foundation. Set out and live the right Christian life. Set out and show the light. Be the soul that you ought to be. Be the light that you ought to be. It will not be long before when you open your mouth, the people know this man is not just speaking words. No gospel is as powerful as God's word that is being expressed outwardly by the right character. There is no other gospel that is as powerful as that. They may argue your message, but nobody can argue your life. So where there's no church, live out the right Christian life. The people are watching. It will not be long before they will turn to you, ask you, why are you so different? And when they ask you, why are you so different? You will tell them, because there is someone in me who is different from the one that is in you. He's the one who has changed me, and he's the same person who can change you. Where there is no church, set out and win the people by the power of love. Love is a powerful tool, it's a powerful weapon, and there is no one who can resist that weapon. The world is dying of love. The world is dying, hated by multitude, resisted by multitude, despised by multitude. If you land in a place where there is no church, express this same love. The Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave. Tell yourself, my father loved the world and gave his only begotten son. I love these people. I will give them my time. I will give them my emotion. I will give them all I am. I am going to give my life, and it will not be long before they will turn to the Lord. So where there is no church, do something. Spend time with God. Deepen your relationship with God. Where there is no church, begin to pray. Uproot all the forces of darkness in that place. Where there is no church, begin to express the Jesus that is in you. Let people see that Jesus in you is the Jesus that they need. Where there is no church, open your mouth and begin to proclaim the gospel. Where there is no church, use the same power the Lord used and won you, the power of love. Use that same power of love and win multitude where there is no church. And very soon, there will be a church where there is no church, because you went. You are his ambassador. Represent him well. May God richly bless you.